On a sunny spring day at the Dallas Zoo, families peer inside the lion enclosure. Trainers take the big cats through exercises and reward them with meatballs.
Bye. She is working with her trainer, Audrey. And then
Sarah Salinas is here to see the lions with her uncle, Simon. Salinas says her uncle was diagnosed with Alzheimer's about 11 years ago, and coming to the zoo has been a bonding experience for them. This is their fourth time coming to wild gatherings.
We've got to pet a lot of animals that we wouldn't normally get to pet, like a pet. Like a flamingo. Last time we petted a flamingo and had a wonderful time.
Salinas and her uncle were some of about a dozen people at this week's Wild Gatherings event. The Dallas Zoo kicked off the program last May. Visitors get an up-close look at the wildlife and take part in activities specifically designed for people with early-stage dementia. Selena says her uncle Simon enjoys many of the same activities he did before his diagnosis. The program has connected them with other families who share their experience.
It just changes your whole life and the family around you and your friends. And so to come together and have this wonderful event where everybody is accepted and welcome and understanding is just a wonderful thing.
There are different types of dementia. The most common form for older adults is Alzheimer's disease. The condition can be mild or severe, and it causes people to lose cognitive function. People with dementia may have trouble with their short-term memory, have a harder time communicating, or be less sharp in their reasoning and judgment. Tanya McDaniel with the Dallas Zoo says connecting with wildlife can be a powerful experience.
This is an opportunity to help them get out of their regular routine and getting them back out into nature and hopefully sparking some memories of when they were younger and went playing in nature.
Studies have shown that physical activity may help slow cognitive decline, and taking in new information can increase brain activity.
Also, too, it's about bonding, about that family bond and making lasting memories for the caregivers, offering the opportunity for caregivers and the individuals with dementia that opportunity to connect with each other and build some of those social bonds.
Inside the zoo's Serengeti Grill, visitors pet a lion skull while some put together paper crafts.
Yeah, you can see the teeth right here.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Dallas resident Tech Guerrero brought his mother, Maria Luisa Pastel, to Wild Gatherings. She moved in with Guerrero and his husband after being diagnosed with a form of dementia about 5 years ago.
She's a retired banking manager for international banking in Mexico City, so she used to be very very social and very verbally engaged. And we're here because we are hoping that she will oil those motors of social engagement with her.
Guerrero keeps a monthly activity calendar for his mom, trying to keep her busy and engaged. He says being a caregiver is a challenge and a gift. It's also taught him to renegotiate certain aspects of his relationship with his mother.
You used to be the son or the daughter of, and suddenly you turn into the mom or dad of that person. And there's a series of daily scenarios where you have to take the role that you were formerly raised with. So just getting up and taking one day at a time.
The Wild Gatherings program is free, and the Dallas Zoo can accommodate about 25 people per visit. The next event is set for April 22nd. Saida Hassan, KERA News.